Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a lot to get to today. We had some breaking news a couple hours ago. Robert Saleh fired as the Jets head coach. We're going to dive into that in a little bit. We got two more games of playoff baseball on the diamond tonight. A couple of pivotal game threes in the NLDS. We will dive into Mets, Phillies, and also Dodgers and Padres. We will also look at the college football slate that we got coming up, the NFL slate that we have coming up as well. Dive into the futures markets with Heisman talk, national championship talk. Lucy Bird's going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. Then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Let me know your thoughts on the Jets, if you like them now, even better without Saleh. Anything that's on your mind, any games that you're considering, college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, let us know. Send it in to us. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, don't worry. We got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. You can watch today's episode and all the other episodes right there, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get going here on a Tuesday. And let's start with the big news of the day. Robert Saleh is fired as the Jets head coach. Really not too much of a surprise. Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets in his 25 years of the owner, has never fired a head coach midseason. I mean, look, we all knew that Saleh was one of the worst coaches in the NFL. Really not much of a surprise. You look at kind of who they've been losing games against. Obviously, the Denver game was an absolute disaster. The Minnesota game, they had some chances. I think the Jets look at where they are right now currently, and with this Buffalo game upcoming, the Jets at 2-3, the Bills at 3-2, this game on Monday night, upcoming Monday night, is going to be for first place. The Jets realize they don't have much more room for error. They have an opportunity right now to get the top spot in that AFC East division. So I like the Jets more so now without Robert Saleh. I think it was a good move not making Nathaniel Hackett the interim head coach, because that was my first thought. Are they really going to go from Robert Saleh to Nathaniel Hackett? Is it possible to get worse than Robert Saleh? Nathaniel Hackett might be worse, so they could have done that. They end up going with Jeff Albrecht, though, who was the defensive coordinator, now is going to take over as the interim head coach. If you watch this show over the last year and a half, you guys know I love, across any sport, when a manager, when a coach, whenever somebody important gets fired, I love backing that team in the next game. So I will likely be on the Jets on Monday night. Now, this line was at 3. I don't think it's going to touch 3 again, because I think a lot of people are in the same thought process that they're probably going to like the Jets. Josh Allen has, it seems like he's always struggled throughout his career at MetLife Stadium. He tends to never play well in that building. Jets defense has been good the last couple weeks. The Jets got to get back to running the football, though. In that game against Minnesota, Rodgers threw the ball 54 times, only had 9 carries from Breece Hall, 5 carries from Braylon Allen. You could argue the Jets have one of the best 1-2 running back punches in the NFL. They don't use them nearly enough. So the Jets got to get back to running the football. Hopefully that's what the new head coach installs. Rodgers, he can't be throwing him 54 more times a game. Jets to win the Super Bowl right now are 30-1. To win the AFC, they're 15-1. And to get the number one seed in the AFC, they are 50-1. I wouldn't touch anything with the Jets in the futures market, even though I do think Saleh being fired will probably be good for them. That just still doesn't change, I think, what's wrong with this team right now. According to reports, the entire defense was shocked by the Robert Saleh news. I think Rodgers certainly was frustrated with Saleh. The offense was frustrated. But Saleh's a defensive guy, and I think that defense is a little bit shook up by the news. So we'll see how the Jets respond on Monday. Not a team that I want to touch in the futures market at all. This thing gets back to 3 against the Bills. Certainly would take the Jets, but at 2.5, I lean that way as well. All right, let's get into some playoff baseball. Man, what another great night of baseball we had yesterday. How about the Tigers hitting a 3-run home run off Emmanuel Clase? You got the Royals against the Yankees, too. How good has playoff baseball been so far in October? This is the first time ever that all 4 divisional series are tied up at 1. It's incredible how good the baseball has been, and today should be no different. Phillies and Mets out in Queens is a pick 'em, minus 110. Aaron Nola going for the Phillies, and Sean Manaea going for the Mets. Now, I do this sometimes when I'm talking NBA playoffs or NHL playoffs as well, but I feel very strongly about this for Mets and Phillies. I really think this series is going 5 games. I think the Mets are going to beat the Phillies in 5 games. I don't know who's going to win tonight, though, so what I'm doing is I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying tonight's game, and then whoever wins tonight, I'm taking the other team in Game 4 to send it to a decisive Game 5. It feels like this thing's going 5 games. If I had to pick tonight's game, I probably would take the Mets. I think I would lean that way. But again, whoever wins tonight, I'm backing the other team in Game 4, and then I'm taking the Mets in Game 5 to win the series. Feels like the Mets are kind of that team of destiny right now. They have had clutch hit after clutch hit after clutch home run over and over again. The pitching, the bullpen has let them down a little bit at times. Manaea was good in his first postseason start. Nola's got plenty of postseason experience as well. That ballpark is going to be on fire tonight. Lean Mets in the game, but again, Game 4 will be my bet. Whoever loses tonight, I'm going to back that team in Game 4. As for the NLDS with the Padres and the Dodgers, Walker Buehler going up against Michael King. So this is an interesting handicap. When's the last time you have ever seen the Dodgers at plus 130 in a playoff game? It like rarely ever happens, especially in this round when they're usually so heavily favored. But after how good the Padres' bats have been in the first 4 games of the playoffs, what they did to the Dodgers in Game 2, they easily could have won Game 1. And with the way that Michael King looked in his first postseason start against the Atlanta Braves, Walker Buehler has struggled most of the year. Really no surprise why the Padres are favored. Minus 155, the total in this game is 7.5. What's interesting is both of these pitchers and their history against each of these teams. Michael King historically hasn't been too good against the Dodgers, and vice versa. Walker Buehler has been pretty good against the San Diego Padres. Look, the Padres were a team that I have a World Series future on. I will certainly be rooting for them in this series. I think they get the job done tonight. I don't know if I would lay a minus 155 with San Diego. Maybe you parlay them with like another NFL team later on in the week, or a college football team, or maybe one of the playoff games in the American League tomorrow. You can parlay them with Mets and Phillies if you feel strongly about that. I think the Padres are a nice parlay piece. Don't know if I would lay the minus 155, and I would lean towards another over at 7.5. Both these offenses are tearing it up. Neither bullpen's really been able to shut down the other all that much either, so over 7.5 I like, and I would take the Padres to win that game as well. All right, because it's October baseball, our friends at BetMGM have a great promo for everybody out there. They're offering a shot at a $50,000 jackpot. All you got to do is opt in. You place a $10 straight bet on any MLB player to hit a home run, and if your player's home run lands in a team's bullpen, you win a share of the prize. Bonus bets expire in 7 days. The offer runs every day, Monday through Sunday. Head to BetMGM Sportsbook now to opt in and get your chance at a $50,000 win. All right, let's talk some college football now as we go to the gridiron glass, and let's talk some Heisman Trophy. Let's talk some national championship odds. So right now, as it stands, this Heisman Trophy odds board is kind of nuts, right? Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty is now your favorite at plus 200, followed by Travis Hunter, do-it-all wide receiver cornerback for Colorado. I wouldn't bet Genty at this price at plus 200 because Genty for much of the offseason and early on this season was like 150 to 1, 100 to 1 to win the Heisman Trophy. And now that he's all the way down to plus 200, it doesn't feel like a good time to buy in, right? Like you've almost missed the boat at this point. And again, Boise cannot afford to lose a game. If they don't make the college football playoff, Genty's got no shot. So his shot is not only does he have to continue to run for 200 yards and score three touchdowns every single game, but Boise's got to win every game on their schedule, and they got to make the college football playoff. It feels like plus 200 now is just too low for all of that to happen. Remember, it's all recency bias. Because there were so many upsets in college football this past week, it opened the door for guys like Genty and Travis Hunter to slide up. But now moving to Travis Hunter, I just don't think Colorado is going to accumulate enough wins. I don't think they're going to be a college football playoff team. We've never seen a Heisman Trophy market in this college football playoff 12-team era, so we don't know if a player can win it on a team that doesn't make the playoff. I'm going into this thing thinking that for you to win the Heisman Trophy, your team's probably got to make the playoff. So I don't think that Colorado is going to be a playoff team. Because of that, I wouldn't look at Travis Hunter either. Now, Cam Ward at plus 500. I mean, Miami's been just getting by the skin of their teeth the last couple weeks. He's still undefeated. They're still in the driver's seat to make the ACC championship game and make the college football playoff. I think the problem with Miami, though, is because that they should have probably lost the last 2 weeks, if they do trip up at some point and then they lose again in the ACC championship game, I think Miami's going to be done. So Cam Ward at plus 500 feels like Miami's kind of leaking oil at this point. They should have been upset the last couple times. There is something to be said about a team that finds ways to win games, but I think there's better bets on the board than Cam Ward. The guy that I would look at to win the Heisman Trophy, though, is Jalen Milroe at 11-1. Everybody's down on Bama right now because they lost to Vanderbilt. It was a terrible loss. You got to keep in mind, though, he still has that Georgia win. And that was a game that everybody watched. We came out of that game talking about Milroe as the number one pick, best quarterback in college football. And Milroe right now is on pace to join the 2020 club. We've only had seven players since 2000 in college football that have rushed for 20 touchdowns and thrown for 20 touchdowns in the same season. You're talking Cam Newton, Johnny Manziel, Lamar Jackson. I mean, some all-time Tim Tebow, all-time great Heisman Trophy type players. That's why I like Milroe, because right now he's got 11 passing touchdowns, 9 rushing touchdowns. I think he's going to get to that 2020 club. And even though Bama lost to Vandy, they have the Georgia win, as I mentioned, and they still got to play at favorite. Oregon hasn't lost the game yet. They're still undefeated. The problem is right now the perception around Oregon. First couple weeks against Idaho and Boise State, we thought they were going to blow those two teams out, and they played close games against both of those teams. Everybody just thinks Oregon's a fraud. Last couple weeks, they've been getting much better. Dylan Gabriel beats Ohio State this week. He might be among the top two or three betting favorites in this market. So Dylan Gabriel, 14-1, I think it's a nice bet, especially if you like Oregon to win that game. The other guy would be Drew Aller at 15-1 for Penn State. Now, I think USC's beating Penn State on Saturday, so this isn't a bet that I would make. But if you do like Penn State, because there is a path for them to get to the Big Ten championship game, win the Big Ten. If that does happen and James Franklin and Penn State are going to get over the hump and finally win some of these big games, it's going to be because of the quarterback play. So Drew Aller has a big, big October, big November here down the stretch. Penn State beats USC, beats Ohio State, wins a Big Ten championship. Aller could be in the mix. 40-1, I think, for him is a decent price. And then looking at the national championship market right now, Ohio State's your favorite at plus 300, followed by Texas, Georgia, Bama, Oregon, Tennessee, Miami, Ole Miss, and Penn State. Realistically, I think there are only about 8 teams right now that can win the national championship. I'd actually throw Ole Miss and Penn State out of there because we've seen this before with Ole Miss and Penn State. Can't trust Franklin. Lane Kiffin's really never won a big game either. He's got a big one on the road this week against LSU. Miami, yes, they're still undefeated, but I think the last couple weeks they've shown me that I can't get there with them. I think it's probably going to be one of the SEC teams, or it's going to be Ohio State or Oregon. Ohio State, I worry about Will Howard and what he's going to look like at quarterback, especially in these big games. I think right now Bama is worth a bet at plus 600. I think Tennessee could be worth a bet as well at 18-1. Tennessee runs the ball very well. Their defensive line is excellent. If Nico can play up to all his talent and start making some explosive plays down the field, Tennessee could be very dangerous. So you're getting some good value on them. I mean, it's hard not to argue with Georgia, too, at plus 500. Nobody has been able to show outside of Alabama that they can beat Georgia. You're getting plus 500 on Georgia. If you like them to beat Texas, that might be a good bet as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge here on a Tuesday. Lucy, we got playoff baseball today. We got NFL Week 6 to look forward to. There's a lot going on. Before I get to some of your plays, what are the five-star plays that the BetQL model has for us today?
Yes, PJ, it is all happening. What isn't happening right now in sports? But the five-star play from the BetQL model today for this week in the NFL, Giants +3.5 against the Bengals. I also happen to love this very much. The 1-4 Bengals coming off of a loss. The Giants are 2-3, and they beat the 3-2 Seahawks 29-20, and the Giants are also 3-2 against the spread this season, while the Bengals are 2-3 against the spread. So the BetQL model loves the Giants +3.5 against the Bengals this week.
All right, Sunday Night Football this week at the Meadowlands. Lucy, what about tonight? What are some of your favorite bets that you like?
Oh, yes, PJ, I am so excited for tonight. I'm going to start off with a Lucy long ball, and it is on Pete Alonso. He had a three-run home run against the Brewers, and he had a solo home run in the Mets' attempted comeback over the Phillies in Game 2. He's also batting .320 against Aaron Nola with five home runs, along with eight singles and three doubles. He is also right behind Mark Vientos for highest RBIs in the postseason of any player with five. Vientos has seven, so I think Pete Alonso can hit a home run tonight, and then Luis Arraez. I have him over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He has hit this in every game of the postseason so far with four hits and three runs over three games. In his last two games of the regular season, he also hit this. And he has a double against Walker Buehler already in his career. And over his last four starts, Walker Buehler has allowed 22 hits. So I think it's very possible Luis Arraez can go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. And then Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 total bases. If you want to take this as a home run, also, I wouldn't be opposed to that because he has already hit a home run in this series and his first postseason game ever. He had a home run because that's just very perfect for him. But over 1.5 total bases, I'm going to stick to that for tonight. He, as I said, went over this in Game 1 with a home run, and his bat did go quiet against Yu Darvish in Game 2, but I think he'll be back today. It will wake up today, and against Michael King, he's batting .429 with three home runs already. Mm. Also, two doubles and a single, so he's done pretty well against Michael King. It's, I think, a very good spot for Shohei Ohtani to even do both today. Double and a home run, perhaps. He can go way over total bases.
Sounds good to me, Lucy. A lot of good stuff there. Total bases, home runs. Any sides that you like in either game tonight? Mets,
oh, yes.
Phillies, Padres, Dodgers, anybody that you like?
Yeah, so Mets money line, all over that, but also Padres money line, I fear, because I took the Dodgers to win the series, but I don't have a ton of faith in Walker Buehler for the Dodgers here. So Padres money line -155, I'm looking out for tonight.
All right, very good. What about in the American League games tomorrow? Lucy, it's so great. All four of these series are tied up at 1-1, which is going to make all four of these game threes so good. Tomorrow, it's going to be a great atmosphere in Detroit when they take on the Guardians. Same thing in Kansas City when they go up against the Yankees. Early thoughts on either of those games, any side that you like?
Yes, well, I like the Tigers money line and the Royals money line in these two games. So the Tigers have some momentum now. I took them on the money line yesterday, and that turned out very nicely, and they did bounce back from their big loss with a shutout of their own. So I think they will follow up on that. And then the Royals money line, that's -105. They are continuing. I think they will continue their domination of the Yankees and get another win. I've been quite surprised, PJ, of how quiet the bats of some of the Yankees superstars have been in this series, and I think that will continue, and the Royals money line will be very nice for tomorrow. It will cash very nicely.
I think Aaron Judge just struck out again, Lucy. That's how much he's been struggling so far. Weird. In the postseason. Yeah. You know,
so
can't
bad.
Hit.
So
can't
bad.
Hit in the playoffs. Let's talk about this Robert Saleh news. Obviously, you're a Patriots fan. You know the AFC East very well. When you saw this news, what were your first thoughts?
So I wasn't completely surprised, PJ. This is what happens when you lose an international game. The same thing technically happened to Bill Belichick when the Patriots lost in Germany. That is allegedly where Robert Kraft decided to fire Bill Belichick because he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed on an international stage. And Aaron Rodgers, perhaps embarrassed on an international stage, and said, you know what, you're gone, Robert Saleh, you're fired. Because, of course, Aaron Rodgers, I would assume, decided on this. So, yeah, RFK Jr. for, you know, Jets' next head coach, I would think, if Aaron Rodgers is running things. No, this is not surprising, I don't think, because the Jets are not great this season, but I did, coming into the season, think, you know, oh, the Jets will win the division. They'll be very good this year. I'm very high on the Jets. And they fire their head coach like just a couple weeks into the season. So I was wrong about that, but looking at the Jets so far this season, not completely surprised about this news. Though it was a little surprising that it just came so abruptly, that there weren't rumblings beforehand, and that security did escort him out of the building, which is something to keep an eye on for how in the press conference that they have about this, do they accidentally or not accidentally mispronounce his name as another just dig at him? Because that's a little bit of a power move to have security escort you out of the building.
It's a big game on Monday night, Lucy. Both those teams, Jets and Bills. Can't wait to see what happens. Real quick, early thoughts on week six. Anything in Jets or Bills? Any other game that you like this week?
Well, I would perhaps, I don't know. I would have to look into a post-firing coach narrative because maybe the Jets. However, Commanders plus 6.5. I love Commanders plus 6.5 against the Ravens. I am sorry. Maybe they won't win, but they'll cover, I think.
All right, Lucy. I mean, we were doing so well until you just told everybody
we're still
to
best
take
friends,
the Commanders.
PJ.
Yeah, we are, Lucy. We are. It's October.
Ravens money line.
Ravens money line. That's fine. You're right. We can hit both. All good. They had that great win over the Bengals on Sunday. Lucy Burge, make sure you check out her show with Jake Hassan, Bet Slips and Bat Flips, coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, always great talking to you, and we'll catch up again soon.
I will talk to you soon, PJ. Thank you so much.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and under and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's get into some of these games on the Week 6 NFL slate. Real quick, though, our guy UConn Sig, I'm back in the Panthers versus the Bruins tonight in the NHL. The backup goalie was first off the ice, and Swayman has not been around. So how about that? UConn Sig giving out some preseason hockey plays. Absolutely love that. I think our guy Shawnee Sharp's going to the ice a little bit later, too. So we love that. 49ers minus 3.5 against the Seahawks on Thursday night. The over-under in that game is 47.5. San Francisco's won 5 straight games against Seattle, and it feels like the last couple years, all these matchups in Seattle have been during prime time, and they've kind of always been the same. San Francisco's really given Geno a ton of fits, and they've been able to control the line of scrimmage and run the ball. Niners are coming off a really tough home loss. So are the Seahawks, but I always like more so taking teams off of home losses that go on the road. Niners have been dominating this series. Purdy usually plays very well against Seattle. Don't know if I want to lay the 3.5 with San Francisco, but I think the minus 190 with the Niners is a very good money line piece this week. So I'll take the Niners on the money line against Seattle. Then we got the Jags and the Bears out in London. Chicago, 2.5-point favorites. The total is 44.5. This gets up to 3. I will be on the Jags in this game at 2.5. Probably going to be a stay away for me. The thing that's interesting about this game, Caleb Williams continues to get better and better each and every week for the Bears. Because of how great Jaden Daniels has been, we've kind of all forgotten about Caleb, but he just keeps getting better for Chicago. Going up against a very gettable defense again this week in the Jags. He had a great game against the Panthers this past Sunday. The big advantage that the Jags have is that they make this trip to London every single year. So they know their routine. They know where they like to go eat. They know what their practice schedule is going to be like, what time they have to wake up. They have all those extra things figured out. And in a game like this, especially the Jags coming off their first win, wanting to build momentum, that could be key for them. So again, 2.5, probably a stay away. At 3, I think I like the Jags in that game. Cardinals and Packers in Green Bay this week. Arizona coming off that really huge road win against San Francisco. Green Bay is coming off a nice win against the Rams as well. Talked about it all last week. Kyler Murray is a big underdog, is really good against the spread. You don't want to back him as a favorite, especially at home, but as an underdog, especially on the road, that is when Kyler is at his best. I think the over 49.5 in this game might be the play. Arizona finally started to run Kyler a little bit last week. That got their offense going. San Francisco really missed a ton of opportunities in that second half. Moody, their kicker, got hurt, or else they could have put up some more points. I think this could be a shootout on Sunday, like the over 49.5 in Cardinals and Packers. Colts and Titans in Tennessee on Sunday, total of 42.5. Colts are -1 on the road. They're -115 on the money line. I think everybody's going to back the Colts in this game. You got Joe Flacco, who just continues to age like fine wine, balls out everywhere he goes, going up against Will Levis, right? You got a really likable quarterback that's easy to root for and playing well against a quarterback that's terrible. You're waiting for disasters to constantly happen. This game's essentially a pick 'em. Feels like everybody's going to be on the Colts. I think the Titans would be a good teaser like this week, +7, divisional matchup like this. Titans are coming off of a bye. I think the Titans in a teaser is the play. Would probably lean towards them as well. Texans -7 at the Patriots this week, a total of 37.5. Would lean towards the Pats +7 in this game if I had to make it. Probably not going to be a bet for me. Just look at the Texans in their last couple games. Had to squeak out a late win against the Jags. Game-winning field goal against the Bills last week. Just tough game after tough game. Now you go on the road, sleepy spot. The Texans struggled in some of these spots last year. Two of their losses were at the Panthers and at the Jets. For a team that won their division and made the playoffs last season, they lost to Bryce Young and Zach Wilson. So CJ Stroud and the Texans have showed before that they can kind of lose these letdown games when they're favorites on the road. I think at the +7, the Pats would probably be the play for me. Eagles 8.5-point favorites against the Browns this week. Biggest spread on the board. I've bet Deshaun Watson, I think, 3 times this season, and that's 3 more times than anybody should have to bet Deshaun Watson this season. I can't do it. I'm finally shunning the Cleveland Browns. The first game that Jameis Winston takes over, I will be on the Browns. Until then, I just can't bet them with him at quarterback, so that is a pass for me. Then Commanders and Ravens is going to be the game of the week. Lucy liked the Commanders. That's probably the side I would lean in the game as well, especially if it gets back up to +7. I think this game is so interesting for so many reasons. It would actually be a great spot to fade the Ravens in this matchup because you look at their schedule, tough game against Dallas, Buffalo on Sunday night, emotional overtime win against Cincinnati. Now you got a 1 p.m. Sunday game where Lamar's a big home favorite. We normally love fading him in those spots against the spread. However, again, this is the battle of like the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, the DMV as we call it in this area. Ravens, Commanders. You got Jaden Daniels against Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar is going to take this personally. He knows all the chatter and all the hype around Jaden Daniels right now and everybody thinking he's the next Lamar. I think Lamar is up for this one. He's 21-1 against the NFC. Keep that in mind. I actually like the under in this game at 52.5. I know both defenses have struggled a lot this season. Washington has not been good against the run. Ravens are one of the best running teams in the NFL. Ravens are not good against the pass. Jaden Daniels has been one of the most efficient quarterbacks through the air in the NFL. The reason Lamar is 21-1, though, against the NFC is because these teams that see him once every 4 years, they have nobody to simulate him. Nothing even close. Well, Washington's got the closest thing in Jaden Daniels. On the flip side, Baltimore obviously goes against Lamar every single day. So when we see a lot of these teams out of position, not knowing how to defend these quarterbacks, I think it's a huge advantage for the Ravens and the Commanders that they practice against the guy that they're going to see on the other side on Sunday. Look, both of these teams, their offenses are on fire. Their quarterbacks are on fire. It's the game of the week. It's two extremely likable quarterbacks. Everybody's going to be betting the over in this game. I'll take the under 52.5 between the Ravens and the Commanders. All right, let's wrap the show. PJ's play is here on Send It In. We are going streaking with Manny Machado today. Get us a base hit for the Padres against Walker Buehler and the Dodgers. Manny, 8-for-28 in his career against Walker Buehler. I don't know. There's just something about the Padres, right? That whole mini skirmish that we had in game 2 where Dodgers fans were throwing the ball on the field. Padres hit 4 home runs after that. Kind of poked the bear a little bit. Manny called a team meeting in the dugout, got everybody going. He's the heart and soul of that team. First playoff game in San Diego in this series. Give me Manny to get a base hit against the Dodgers. I also take Kyle Schwarber, did a Schwarb bomb tonight. +450 as my prop block. Just feels like the kind of game where Schwarbs goes deep. Electric atmosphere in Queens tonight. Game 3, series tied 1-1. Left-hander on the mound in Sean Manaea. That's why we're getting a good price here with Schwarber. I'll take him to go deep. Dog of the day, give me Oklahoma +14.5 against Texas. 9 of the last 11 games, in this matchup have been decided by 8 points or less. And it feels like whenever Texas and Oklahoma play in this game, one team's trending up and one team's trending down. And the team that always is trending down when they play in this matchup plays really well in Red River. Keep in mind, Texas has Georgia next week. Both of these teams are coming off a bye. Oklahoma's treating this game like their Super Bowl. Texas might be saving a little something for Georgia. Give me the Sooners plus the points. And then finally, my best bet, Jalen Milroe, 11-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. I think Milroe's a great bet right now. Everybody's down on Bama, down on Milroe after that Vandy win. 11 passing touchdowns, 9 rushing touchdowns this season. I think he can get to 20-20 this year. Only 7 players have done that since 2000. I think Bama's still the best team. I think this loss is going to be good for him. They still got a ton of marquee games coming up on their schedule. I'll take Milroe 11-1 to win the Heisman. Once again, our best bets for today. Manny is our pick for going streaking. Schwarber is our prop lock to hit a home run plus 450. Oklahoma Sooners plus 14.5, our dog of the day against Texas. And Jalen Milroe 11-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for the questions. Enjoy the playoff baseball tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.